The purpose of this meditation is to assist you in times of uncertainty and the unknown, to come home into the present moment within your body, where there is an intelligence that knows exactly what you need, when you need it, and how you need it, bringing all of you back into this present moment so you can feel calm and secure and confident during times of unrest or uncontrolled outcomes or external environment happenings, so that you can come into the center of your being, into your body, into your heart, managing your mind, connecting deeply to your intuitive wisdom. So as you create your life from this moment and the next, you're coming from your most powerful center rather than reactions from fear and lack and worry. So all we want to do is love those parts back into being and not make them wrong or bad for existing, but simply allow all of our parts to feel loved and accepted, no matter how uncomfortable they might be, no matter how they might be louder than your peace, to allow all of your experience to be accepted. So in this moment, I'm going to invite you to breathe in a way that feels good to you. Move your body intuitively or not. It's all about you coming into your own being, deeper and deeper into the center of your truth, where you can hear your voice louder than all the noise, including the noise that you've gathered up over the years that isn't quite your true voice. But to actually hear your true voice, hear your intuition, hear your guidance, your wisest, most centered self coming to the forefront of your decision-making capacity. So you are responding rather than reacting. And we're just going to breathe that into all of our cells. Exhaling any fear and just allowing your breath to equalize and be, no forcing, reminding your inner vulnerable self there's no way to get this wrong, there's no way to do this right. We're just coming back to who we always are, who we really are, this infinite, unconditionally loved being that is untaintable by the outside world, that is always perfect and always knowing, always intelligent, truly infinite. And to even go into a sliver of that infinite possibility within you is all you need to do, is simply entertain and breathe more space. More space for who you really are to squeeze through the cracks of who you've thought you've been from a limited version of what you've believed in the past. And at this time of unknown and uncertainty, it's prime for you to have a breakthrough into more of who you are, to shake up what no longer is you and to let it fall away with ease and grace, even if it doesn't feel that way at the moment. No, you're so held by this earth. You are so loved by the creator energy. And just feel that as you're breathing in your body, as you feel gratitude for that which is working, and to just let that bathe you in truth and knowing to whatever degree you can in this moment, even 5% of just radiating and receiving and and soaking in the idea that you are provided for, cared for. Nature loves you. You are so loved by nature. And on this earth at this time, even though there are unknowns, that which you know, you are breathing more and more into your being. You know in this moment you are good. In this moment all is well. In this moment there really isn't anything to fear because you are breathing and your heart is beating in this present moment. And to call all parts of you into future projections into the future, interpretations of reality, and to call it in back into this present moment. Breathe it down into your legs and into the spaces between your cells. And bring all of you from the past into your body, into this moment. Allowing your breath to gather up all of those parts of you back into the power of the present moment where you can know and you can be and you can feel this freedom. You can feel who you really are, even if it's just a glimpse. And at this time, feeling into the heart space between the front of your chest and your back shoulder blades, allow your consciousness, your awareness, your intention to drop down and expand, feeling the sensations of the heart space, being curious, open and aware, as if you've never done this before. How does it feel now? And then now, and then now. And keep being curious, feeling with complete and utter presence. Don't let the pop-ups in your mind take too much control over your attention. Bring your attention back to the breath, back to the heart center and those lungs that are just right beside, pillowing beside the heart center, calling us to that space of centered power and being, this space where our humanness meets our beingness, the space where our intuition can speak clearly to us, where we can self-heal and also radiate healing to the world or to one another. And just be in this space with ease. Relax your forehead, relax your jaw. Trust that you are doing enough. Trust that you are enough. Just trust. Trust and lean back and surrender into being held up rather than holding it all together. Feel yourself being held up by the earth, being breathed, having the oxygen to breathe, being held up by the floor, by the chair or bed that you're on. Feel your bones holding you up. Feel how many infinite things are coming together, working with you for you as you bring your attention to them. Also, beam gratitude, authentic gratitude, never forced. And just allow your body to receive like a empty sponge, soaking up fresh, nourishing energy from the earth and from creator energy. I'm just going to invite you to feel this deep connection to the earth and to your nature beyond the programming of society, to that space of your infinite knowing and worth, that you are worthy because you exist, and to feel how relieving that feels in your cells, in your bones. And just bring your attention down to the earth. And in Peruvian shamanism, they call this the mother that never leaves us. And how beautiful is that we're always held up. We're always just wrapped in this gravity hug, safely placed on the earth. So taken care of in so many ways that are also invisible. So even when there are invisible so-called threats of sickness or virus, there is so much more invisible resources that we are calling in now, and we're calling in for the collective to also know deeply how they are also part of this infinite intelligence. And as we embrace that as truth within our own bodies and being, we give permission to others to also remember. And so relaxing the forehead, relax the throat, be held up by your spine, be held up by the chair, be held up by the ground, and let go. Let your muscles melt. Feel your body vibrating with fresh, abundant, nourishing energy. It is infinite. Allow yourself to soak it all up. Give yourself the space. Give yourself the grace to receive. And when we receive on this level, we are also giving. As we become more one with our Creator and our nature, we are giving to the collective an amazing gift. You are enough. You are doing enough just by being you. And if you leave yourself, you're leaving the intelligence. Do what makes you, you. Be in all of the moments as you are doing. Remember your nature and remember your truth. Remember your worth. There is nothing to do and there's nothing to not do except be. And as you come back home, come back home, come back home to your being, you can let go and you can trust that you will know what to do, when to do it, how and with whom. You will know because you're here. And all you need to do is come back here. Be here as you, in your body, in your heart. That is the only thing to do. Everything else will come from this place. So taking a few more breaths, feeling that heart space, feeling your body, feeling the back of your body and the space behind you, feeling the sides of your body and the space beside you, feeling the front, which we're very familiar with, the fronts of our body and that front space equal that we're distributed in the back and the sides, and we're just in the center. Breathe into this moment. Know you are so cared for and you are not alone on a level that your mind will not understand, and that's okay. Feel it with your heart and feel it with your body. Come back into this space as often as you can to reset when you start to believe the noise and the scary projections and thoughts, and just be here in the space. a few more deep embodied breaths, like you're breathing for your whole body. Allow your own intelligence to speak to you now. You might have a sensation or a message. And just trust more and more every day. And just keep practicing coming back to this space. You can't do it wrong. There will be good days and there'll be bad days, but they're all part of you just doing the committed time, the things to do to bring you back to being, to plug into your truth, plug into your true nature so that you can truly be who you are on the planet and welcome your humanness and embrace the vast power and love of your beingness. And I'm just picturing giving ourselves an energetic hug, like we're giving ourselves our own hug. So I've never seen that before. Giving ourselves a big hug with our own higher self energy. You have your own back. When you are home in your center. And now plug into the earth and remember what it feels like to remember. Remember the sensations and the energy so you can repeat it again more and more and with more ease and more power. And as you open your eyes and you look at the holes in your head, do not leave your body. Stay in your body and radiate out and just look at the holes in your head.